Anna warns
he is officially 17. But beyond these birthday presents, there's another reason why this day is so special. Anna's birthday is also the day she became Christine Warnke's daughter.
I'm totally happy.
Just remember her coming out in her little blue shoes and her red and black checkered dress, and she just reached out her arms, you know, and just jumped into my arms and also embraced my brother, and, you know, we were a family at that moment.
Warnke adopted Anna from Russia and brought her home to Washington on her third birthday.
Thank you.
Warnke then returned to Russia and adopted John. He was 2 years old. Anna and John both say they are fortunate to be a part of the Warnke family.
You're very loved, actually. I love that I can get along and trust with most of my family.
Recently, when an American mother sent her adopted child back to Russia, claiming he was mentally ill, the Warnkes were shocked.
I mean, sending him back made me grind my teeth. It really made me angry.
The scandal also angered Russian officials and prompted the Kremlin to freeze further U.S. adoptions of Russian children. But the State Department says it has received no official notice that adoptions have been suspended.
Yeah.
The confusion worries Americans in the process of adopting a Russian child.
I was just calling to see if
Betsy Lowry is one of them. She frequently calls her adoption agency for updates. So far, her application is still on track.
Your heart is just kind of stuck in your throat all the time if you feel like you have absolutely no control.
While she waits for a match with a child, Lowry has been online with local families who have adopted or are in the process of adopting children from Russia. She says with a support group nearby, she's prepared to handle anything unexpected.
I think a lot of us recognize that there will be trauma and there will be a lot of challenges, many we can't predict.
Experts say children adopted from Eastern Europe are more prone to physical, behavioral, and cognitive problems. The reasons could include living in an orphanage for more than 6 months and having a birth mother who heavily consumed alcohol during pregnancy. Lowry, like many Americans, chose Russia because single-parent adoptions are allowed and the process only takes about a year. Mark Ekman of the DATS Foundation Adoption Agency says Russian adoptions are changing.
We're mainly now on a downward trend, so that each year the number of children adopted from Russia decreases.
Ekman says in recent years, Russia has encouraged domestic adoptions, leaving fewer children for foreigners. Prospective parents outside Russia generally spend up to a week in Russia getting to know the child before making a decision. The director of Moscow City Orphanage No. 11 says officials release medical information about the child to prospective parents.
We try to share as much information as possible so they understand what the child is like. How does he behave? How does he communicate? What are his emotions? What does he like? What does he not like?
But once a child leaves Russia, there is no way to know how that child is doing.
Who helps?
Pavel Ostakov is Russia's investigator of children's rights.
We cannot check the future of our, the situation of our children who are now in the American families, even if children are in the danger situation.
Russian and U.S. officials plan to meet on how to better protect children once they leave the orphanage.
Happy birthday!
Like Christine Warnke, those who have successfully adopted children from Russia say the key is a network of experts, friends, and family to help overcome any unexpected challenges. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.